sure there is.
I think they should do this opposite. What about unpaved roads?
Gravel roads, probably.
Okay.
And paved would be, what do you pave them with?
Asphalt?
Yeah.
So you'd actually call the road, what would you call the road then? Using that word.
Well, I'd probably call it, asphalt.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. I remember people saying something like that.
Maybe it'll come to me. That doesn't sound quite like what I'm looking for.
Yeah, there's something else.
Yeah.
That's a good start. What about, what's a roadway through the mountain column?
Might be a pass.
Okay. And do you have any badlands, what you would call badlands in this area?
Well, there again, part of the breaks might be considered badlands.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it kind of goes from being a tree canyon and trees, and then it kind of fades out into what you might call badlands.
Okay.
Where nothing much grows.
All right. What about high plains? Is that something you hear about?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, that's what they would describe this area would be called, high plains.
Okay. Yeah, you said it was something like 5,000 feet high?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the term hole used geographically? Like a hole, like a place called a hole? Like Jackson Hole?
No, not really, not
that's
around here.
Mm-hmm. And is there a difference for you between a mountain and a hill? And if so, what is it?
A lot of difference.
Yeah.
One's little and one's big.
Okay, is that basically it? Do you have many hills around here? I know you don't have really mountains per se, but...
Well, not a lot. You know, there's a certain amount of ups and downs.
Okay, just kind of... Yeah, I think I forget how kind of hilly it can be in this
mm-hmm.
area, too. When you get into Kansas, it seems to get a lot flatter.
Mm-hmm. Until you get to eastern Kansas, and then it's a little different there.
I think it sounds all right. What about a draw? Have you heard of a draw used
mm-hmm.
geographically? What is that? Do you know?
Well, it's just a low place
mm-hmm.
where water probably runs when you have huge rains.
Okay. And that's what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned canyons. Do you have any waterfalls in this area?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not until it rains, and then
okay.
have a little...
Have you seen many waterfalls, like going west of here?
Lots of them in the mountains.
Yeah.
Especially in the springtime, when your spring thaw comes, you see a lot of waterfalls in the mountains, but not out here.
And of course, you've seen the ultimate waterfalls, Niagara.
I tell you, the one that I thought was almost better than that, Niagara, was on the way to Boise, Idaho.
Really?
There at... Twin Falls.
Oh, yeah?
And in the springtime, it's worth driving off the road to see those.
Okay.
Of course, as the year goes along, they get drier and drier, but in the springtime, you really, you see.
Oh, do you know the term white water?
Mm-hmm.
What does that pertain to?
Water that's rushing madly over the rocks.
Yeah, I don't suppose you get much of that here.
No. You see it in the mountains all the time, but
yeah.
not here.
Do you have any wildflowers in this area?
Yeah, quite a few. And there again, I don't know what to tell you other than Indian paintbrush.
Okay.
And well, we have a lot of sunflowers. And we have, that might pertain almost to cactus, are these, we call them soapweeds.
Okay.
And they have quite a distinctive flower to them.
Okay. You don't get any columbine, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got quite a bit of columbine. They're past blooming now, but...
Does that grow wild?
Uh-huh.
And that's a protected flower, right?
Oh, I'm sure
it is.
A
state flower?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I figured it was, but I wasn't sure. And is there any difference to you between rock and stone?